American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Fox News reports the suspect in the second assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump laughed and smiled ahead of his first court appearance in Florida today. Ryan Routh, wearing jail scrubs and shackles on his wrists and ankles, walked into court and smiled and laughed about 3 to 4 times as he was speaking to his court-appointed attorney before the hearing began, Fox News observed. Florida Republican Representative Mike Waltz spoke with Fox about the would-be assassin's location near the golf course where Donald Trump was playing.
Everybody down there knows that the photographers, the paparazzi, the journalists love to go to that area near Hole 5. I think that's why the agent was scrubbing it so closely. But I'll tell you, a 100 to 300-yard shot with a scope, I mean, that's a two-foot pup.
But it looked like he was laying in wait for
that's
the president
right, for
to be
over
on
12
the,
hours, this, according to the indictment.
But it looked like he was waiting for the president to be on the sixth hole, not
right.
the fifth hole.
And that's even closer.
I mean, he would have
been 40-some feet, right?
Yeah. Well, it would have been about 120 feet away from the green and 40 feet away from the cart.
From the cart,
that's right.
Right.
That's a gimme shot. I mean, that's a layup.
Routh was arrested yesterday afternoon after the Secret Service spotted a rifle barrel poking out of shrubbery on the golf course where Trump was playing. The pipeline fire near Houston and LaPorte causes road closures and evacuations, according to Fox 26. Preliminary reports suggest that an unknown passenger car may have entered the right-of-way and struck a valve location. The incident affected a 20-inch liquid natural gas pipeline. The pipeline operator Energy Transfer confirmed there were no injuries. Recently released data from the DOJ shows elevated crime levels continue in the Biden-Harris administration. The media and White House both say the administration has lowered crime. Dr. John Lott, Crime Prevention Research Center president, appeared on Washington Watch.
Over the last few years, while the number of crimes that the FBI has that are reported to police has gone down, the total crimes, both reported and unreported, has soared. During the Biden administration, total violent crimes, rape, robbery, aggravated assaults, has gone up by 55%. That's compared to a 15% drop that occurred during the Trump administration.
He said arrests for violent crimes in large cities has dropped in recent years. He said this is due to the collapse of law enforcement in large cities.
If you look at total crimes, arrests for total crimes, not just reported crimes, only 8% of total violent crimes result in arrest. And only 1% of total property crimes in those cities result in arrest.
He went on to say that in many places, there are little to no consequences for crime in large cities. He said this leads some people to not report crimes to the police, and this has led to a drop in reported crimes. An Ohio school district is reinstituting diversity, equity, and inclusion into public school classrooms after the former head of the district's DEI program resigned under a cloud of controversy. Here's AFN's Bob Kellogg.
The former head of the DEI program in Upper Arlington was caught on tape revealing how he schemed to work around parents' objections so he could do what he wanted. Linda Harvey of Mission America says now a small minority of liberals are pushing to reinstate the neo-Marxist program.
It looks like they're going to try to allocate resources to have another whole diversity program with staff and all of that attached to it, which people don't want.
She said the program will be heavily weighted toward the transgender lifestyle.
And we know exactly how popular that is with the community. It's not popular at all. It's only a tiny, tiny minority of students. But everybody's going to have to evidently use the correct pronouns, usher boys into girls' bathrooms and onto sports teams.
She tells us that, unfortunately, the measure passed at Tuesday night's meeting on a vote of 4-1. I'm Bob Kellogg.
Stocks were drifting near their records as Wall Street gears up for the most anticipated meeting of the Federal Reserve in years. More traders are betting that the Fed will cut its main interest rate by a larger-than-usual amount. Find more news at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.